program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, hump day, October 26, 2022. Welcome to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger here with you. And, of course, Numana Foods is back in the news again. I got to jump on this right away, folks, because now the Power Mall is getting calls for refunds because of the Mike Adams consumer alert that was put out yesterday. And I'm still questioning in my mind why it took so long to put that out. I mean, what, how many years? And now all of a sudden people are saying, well, if you misrepresented, understand something about Numana Food and the relationship they had with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. This is a drop ship product, which means the products came directly from Humana Food. They did not come from the Power Hour or the Power Mall. And so apparently what the concern was the products were mislabeled. And Mike Adams put out a consumer alert video, went into detail, explain the situation for those of you who purchased Numana Food from the former host, who shall remain nameless, since apparently it's a sore subject with a lot of people. And the thing is that this individual who was the former show host, and this is why I don't sell food stuff. We're actually going to be talking to a food supplier like Numana today to affiliate with the Power Mall, because we know that you are all wanting to stock up. I just want to make sure that the stuff that's out there that we have access to with people that want to work a deal with us so that we can pass those cost savings on to you. The stuff is wholesome. There's not a lot of garbage in it. That it's non-GMO. And the fact that, one, if it's made in the USA, that's great, but I don't want bioengineered stuff. And if it's bioengineered, I don't want it. I have seen the bioengineered descriptions on products that have come from food suppliers that you may have dealt with in the past. Specifically, like the Patriot Pantry and Four Patriots. If you look at the labels very carefully, you'll see what I'm talking about. You need to always read the labels. And I'm talking about these two particular suppliers, not in a bad way, because I have a lot of their stuff. All right. So I cannot endorse any specific product here, but I do know that Numana, obviously, from what Mike Adams was saying on this video yesterday, and I'm attributing this to Mike Adams, I am not defaming anybody here. There is some concern that Mr. Adams pointed out on his video presentation, Consumer Alert, that the Numana Food Company was mislabeling its products, claiming they were non-GMO and lab tested, and that they weren't. And we're talking about the organic family packs. And this is a thing, you know, because of the fact we're dealing with an issue like this, we also have Misha Popoff. Just how natural is organic farming? And he is going to explain about this little mishigas called organic. And it's not what it seems, what it's cracked up to be. And everybody thinks, oh, I'm buying organic and so I'm getting a better product. Not necessarily. And we're going to get to the truth of that in our second hour. Perry Arledge will be joining us at the bottom of this hour. But we want to clear this situation up because of the fact the relationship that we had with Numana was based on their representations to us. You need to call Numana if you are looking for a refund, not the Power Hour, because that was a drop ship item. It came directly from them. And so it has to go back directly from to them. If you are wanting a refund, you need to call them. They have a toll-free number, 888-597-0775, and you need to take it up with them and let them refund it. You need to send it back if you don't like what you got. If you're willing to settle for what you got because food storage is a precious commodity right now, then fine, keep it. We are not responsible for issuing refunds for New Manna Food because of their misrepresentation and because of the fact that it's a dropship item. We did not stock that. And so, you know, we allowed them to sell it through our show. If there's an issue, you have to take it up with them. You go to the horse's mouth, right? Or as it were. I mean, that's an old cliche. I'm wearing it out here. But we have to clear the ice on that because, you know, there's some, apparently after this news story aired on Mike Adams' show, people were very disgruntled and were calling the Power Mall and the Power Hour saying, I want a refund. So it wasn't us that misrepresented the nature of the product. It was New Manna who represented it. It's their bucket. It says New Manna on there, not the Power Hour. So we're not in that. We're not involved in that misrepresentation, marketing misrepresentation. Now, does that mean that moi and the Power Hour, Power Mall are going to be very careful with who we bring on board and screen for food products in the future? Oh, you bet we are. We're going to have a conversation with a food supplier today and see whether or not we want to bring them on board. It is a privilege to be selling products through the Power Mall. So understand that. Do you remember that guy, that Brooks character that plowed into a whole bunch of people during the Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin? He has just been convicted of first-degree murder. I would imagine he's going down. Just thought you ought to know, there is justice in this country. And, of course, with the Power Hour, with those things that you do purchase, and we've got 10% off the head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay, which is why Perrier is going to be joining us today. We've got a new testimonial. As a matter of fact, a couple of recipes we're going to share, some that Joyce actually used. We have 10% off of Life Enthusiast products, 10% off Miracle Skin products, which is your Helon and Lamb cream, 10% off North American Herb and Spice products, so you can stock up to help your immune system along. Because if you didn't know, we are under attack right now. You're thinking, scratching your head going, we're under attack? Really? Do I sound alarmist? Nah. I'm not being alarmist. You can see the expression on my face if you dial us up on our video platforms, Rumble and Brighteon, and look for the Power Hour. So we have the links, so we're going to provide them to you in the email blast. So if you want to come and you want to see me live talking about this, you can see I'm not jumping up and down in my chair. And I'm not panicking because I already know what the truth is. We've already ferreted it out. There's been enough doctors, enough tit for tat in the medical profession to know that we are, a lot of us have succumbed to medical tyranny. And it's not going to go away. There's still tit for tat going on. We have to sift through it. But in the meantime, while you're stocking up on these products, understand that you still, while supplies last, get a copy of the Credit Restoration Primer 5th Edition, which has got all my sample letters in it that I use to clean up people's credit. And if credit's important to you, I know some of you, you don't care. That's all right. Some of you got great credit. You don't need it. When's the last time you checked your credit report? Rule of thumb, every 6 months. There is an increase in identity theft. You need to understand that. We provide you with the information in this book about how to deal with identity theft. Who to call, what to do, what to say, the whole nine yards. It's in there. Had to do it before. That's how we know. Experience. So that's the best teacher. You put it in a book, and I'm giving it to you. When you buy more than $200 at the Power Mall. I don't make a dime off this. I'm donating the proceeds to the Power Hour. And we have a Give, Send, Go account, too, that you can donate to the Power Hour to keep us on the air. And you can buy us a cup of coffee when it pops up. I also do a Substack column, DaveKrieger.substack.com. And you can hook up that way. We also have the 20% discount when you buy the Power Hour Hemp Bundle, but you have to do it through the Partners tab at thepowerhour.com because it is a drop ship product, and that's excluded from the $200 that you spend at the Power Hour because everything that's drop ship is not affiliated with us. It comes directly from them, just like New Mana, right? And if you want to make some money, extra 10% is available to you through our affiliate program. All you have to do is inquire, or as they say in Britain, place an inquiry. You can email us at support@thepowermall.com and place an inquiry. I can't believe they got a Goldman Sachs hedge fund manager as their new prime minister. Oh my God, this UK is going to fall apart, folks. This is not good. I mean, you saw what the hedge fund managers did back in 2008. I don't have a whole good feeling about what's going to happen in Britain now as a result of this. Oh, but you can make an extra 10% just by being a part of our affiliate program. Go to thepowermall.com and click on the affiliate tab and or email us at support@thepowermall.com about getting a link. And it will help you actually track the sales you originate when you share the link with your family and friends, all right? That simple. And, of course, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And you can text Power Hour at 22828 to join the Power Hour newsletter. You can subscribe online if you like getting that newsletter in your inbox in your computer, which I have and I get. That way I keep tabs on, you know, everything that we've done, everything we put out there. There are some news stories that I don't have time to get to because, you know, time is precious on this show. So that's one of the reasons why we send you the email blast. So if you get it, that's a good thing. And, of course, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, and they're taking advantage of it already. Dave in New York, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I just want to clarify a couple of things, and one was yesterday when I mentioned, you know, the police academy down in Kingston. That wasn't the Kingston police. That is the New York State Police.
Ah!
Quite a big difference. Quite a difference
is.
There. Because you've heard probably that some of our current military were told they were getting the flu shot, and it wasn't the flu shot. It was
we reported that on the show. Yeah, it was the Franken shot.
Right.
We reported that on the show. We did.
Right, and so that's probably why I heard it. But so anyway, so here we go. Misrepresentation. I mean, this. I'm not saying this kid. He did willingly take, you know, the shot because he wanted. I mean. I don't blame anybody for wanting to make a living and you know, and a good living. The state police pays rather well, believe me. I have, you know, relatives involved in that. And in fact, the local relatives, okay, that I said, you know, this guy I was talking to, you know, the one that told me about the kid that worked for him, they went down there and, you know, took this stuff. They wouldn't let him on a campus unless he did it, and nobody up here knew about it. Now, if the state police around here didn't know about it, what the heck, you know, how much of a cover-up? You know, Satan, his big deal was, you know, you never believe in him. It's all a fallacy and all. Well, now, I think most of the world believes in him. I mean, the dark side is so ominous right now, and if you can't see that there is definite definition between evil and goodness. And one other thing I want to clarify, and this wasn't mentioned by anybody, but people say, well, you have a guardian angel, you can call out to him. Don't start praying to angels. If it said to pray to angels in the Bible, you know, yeah, that's one thing. But I don't believe that it does, because angels, demons can come along as angels of light and lead you down the wrong path.
There are counterfeits.
And this,
you're right about that.
And this Halloween, pray on your knees. Be on your knees. You know, the candy is tainted. It's been, if you remember Bill Snublin or whatever, he was one of the head Satanists. He was as up there as high as Hillary is. And he said they go walk through the stores, grocery stores, and they curse all the candy. Now, there are curses, okay? I mean, you generational curses. There's all sorts of curses, and that they are described in the Bible, okay? Well, there's going to be more, and I hate to even say this, but more children sacrificed this year than ever because he's showing his hand now. So
he
please
is.
Pray
he's
for
in your face.
Those people.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Dave in New York. Thank you so much for your input on that. And we move along. Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir. How are you? Well, actually, it's afternoon your time, so.
Good morning, Dave. I just have a quick thing to mention. I think that AOC is getting away with murder right now because nobody's really making enough news about her running for Congress again. I think people really should be supporting this woman that's run against her. Have you seen this lady in the Bronx?
Yes, I have watched the woman. And apparently, if you look at the mainstream media, Fox especially, right. They have featured AOC at these town hall meetings and these gatherings that she has appeared at, and they are, hey, ho, AOC has got to go. It's gotten very, very vicious, and she's up on stage in one of the video clips sitting there dancing from side to side, stage dancing on her butt, sitting there acting like it's a big joke, you know, and see, if a picture's worth a thousand words, well, what is AOC telegraphing as far as the message? I don't care. I'm in a position of power. You ain't. Substitute your expletive here. You know, if she's going to behave like that, I mean, it just opens that door for her opponent to come in and say, look right there. You see what she's doing right there? That's how much she cares about you, the voter. She is not willing to do we the people. She's part of that contingent, as a matter of fact, of 30 Democrat representatives that have withdrawn their letter urging Biden to stop the war in Ukraine. Like Biden has the power to do that. He has no power to do anything.
That's right. They retracted that letter, but when the first one they sent out actually had the right statement. You're threatening us with nuclear annihilation. And, this woman running against her is dynamite. You have to, look up her name. Say something about her, will you, David? Please. Okay.
Yeah, we'll look her up.
I can't think of her name.
No,
I saw her interview.
Yeah, it was good. I saw the interview, too. And see, if you don't watch, and see, this is the thing. A lot of you just tune out mainstream media, and you kind of discount the whole thing and say, look, it's all a sham. And NBC, MSDNC, whatever Hannity calls it, the Communist News Network, I mean, all of those, you wonder why they have bad ratings, is that they're starting to, I mean, they've already lost credibility with a lot of people. CNN Plus, gone. Disney is in tatters now. Stock is dropping. People are just, they don't like what they see. They don't like drag shows. They don't like any of this garbage, this in-your-face stuff, which, Dave in New York just brought up. You just brought it up. I mean, they're in your face. They're blatant. They don't care. They think they've got the upper hand, and they are literally arrogant about it. And this is what's going to cause people to do more homework. And if doing more homework means go to the mainstream media, Fox is about as close to conservatism as you're going to get. And if you're going to watch Fox, because their numbers are big compared to the rest of them, understand that Fox also has this tendency to all of a sudden let that word democracy slip out of its mouth. And I'm talking about the collective unit of people, including Tucker. He keeps saying the same thing. And I'm like, oh, come on. We're a constitutional republic, for crying out loud. Stop lying to the people. You know, you're probably the closest thing we have to the truth, and everybody loves you. You have the respect of a lot of people. Why in the hell would you misrepresent the state of our nation as a democracy? It's not. So, this is where
Thank you, Dave.
To put on the critical thinking cap, Kevin. I appreciate your call and appreciate your support. God bless you, sir. Understand that also, because of this Mehmet Oz and John, what's his name, Franken Fetterman, Franken whatever, that can't seem to hold. Nearly half of all vote-by-mail ballots in Pennsylvania had already been cast before the debate last night. The Democrats are even saying, oh my God, what just happened? Fetterman struggled to form coherent sentences. If you are living in Pennsylvania, you should understand. 82% of the viewers said Republican nominee Mehmet Oz won the debate. And it's likely that some of those Democratic voters would have made a different choice today had they not already voted. Well, see, here's the problem with our failed uniparty system. They all go out and vote the party line instead of voting for the person. They should have known not to take somebody else's word, especially these Democratic think tanks and Biden that endorsed just because Biden endorses somebody. I mean, that's almost like, you know, a curse of death on a politician. That's why they're distancing themselves. They already know 10 million people almost have voted in the midterm so far as more and more states start to open early voting. Can you imagine being a Pennsylvania Democrat and voting for Fetterman and then watching last night's debate and thinking to yourself, oh, my God, what have I done? Boy, did I make a big mistake. Democrat pollsters are even freaking out, waking up to the political rally that, you know, nobody likes what's going on in this country. And is this typical of the way election cycles work? You bet it is. In the midterms, whoever's in power always loses seats. The Democrats are in power. Democrats are going to lose seats. And here's the thing. If you have a situation where all of the things that are done by the Democratic administration, and pick a subject, any subject, economy, border, crime, drugs, pick any subject. How'd they deal with it? They didn't deal with it. And we're in another war. We were supposed to get out of a war. We miserably pulled out of Afghanistan. Oh, there's another subject. So when you look at stuff like this, I mean, pick any topic and look to see where we're at on that topic as a nation. And you can tell right away by the state of things. See, this is why Texas is even gaining momentum. Because people are tired. Pretty soon you're going to have everybody want to secede from the union. Oh, God, what that would do, you know. But again, in politics, oh, what a web we weave. Yeah, you know the saying. We will be back with Perrier after the break, talking about bentonite clay, all its benefits and uses. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And once again, welcome to the Power Hour, 33 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, October 26th, 2022. We're getting close to that satanic holiday they call Halloween, which actually originated in Ireland, believe it or not. Shaman. Here's the thing. It's become so commonplace in our culture that, people just kind of like tolerate it. And that's okay if you choose not to participate with all this fentanyl going around. I'm just hoping that parents, you exercise caution out there because this fentanyl stuff is toxic. So the other little bits and pieces of things that life hands us, we get to discern. And that's what I pray, that we do that. We have the ability to discern. One of the things that we do on this show is we have our vendors come in. And we have, again, with us, because some of you, each time you listen to this woman, she has been running the calcium bentonite clay and has a book out. We sell it at the Power Hour and Power Mall, because you can go to thepowerhour.com and then link on the Power Mall and go shop there. And you can buy it in 1 or 4 pound sizes. And Perry Arledge, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you all.
Well, and you know, we always enjoy it because you know you have a BS in background in chemistry, biology, and veterinary science. So, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, veterinarians, to me, actually, sometimes I think have a lot more smarts than doctors do. So, you know, this is what has contributed to your knowledge base in getting this product together for our benefit. And I have a testimonial that came across my desk from somebody up in our listening area in Kansas City. And apparently they used your bentonite clay and took baths and put it on their leg to keep it from being amputated. How's that for a testimonial?
Yes, we have quite a few people that have said toes and fingers and limbs. I just wish the insurance company knew about it and would suggest it for them, because there is an alternative with those diabetic infections.
Yeah, that is something else, too. Yeah.
The clay is so strong, it can pull infections out that the antibiotics can't. I've seen it pull gangrene and blood poisoning out, snake venom, wasp stings, you name it.
Well, here's the thing. As long as you're talking about snake venom, this is something that, you know, we have been discussing on the show. We've had Dr. Brian Artis on the show, and we're talking about, and I'm just not looking for subject matter to pull out of thin air. This is pretty serious stuff. As I was in my Texit meeting last night, I was explaining to people that we are under a bioweapon attack, and that this spike protein, which supposedly has snake venom peptides associated with it, this gives me all the more concern to wonder whether or not bathing in this bentonite clay mix in a formula in your tub and soaking in this, and or I don't know about the poultice. I think that the soaking probably has a lot better thing. You can clarify that, Perry. But as far as getting rid of the spike protein or snake venom, I mean, literally, we're onto something big here. I think you see the clay as useful for getting rid of all this junk that's floating around in our system because of COVID?
Yes. I think it is definitely can detox a lot of the crap that's been put into our bodies and help people that have had long-term COVID problems. You know, you can put a poultice on your chest and lay a warm towel or a heating pad over it and help clear your bronchial tubes. And there are just many ways to use it, as well as taking it internally and taking clay baths to detox. And it's so simple and easy.
Yeah, we have to draw the poisons out of the system, and this is one way to do it. Now, as far as for those that are experiencing our conversation for the first time or need clarification, there is a big difference in clays. Because there are a lot of people that, oh, I bought a clay mask, that'll work. Nope, it's not the same thing. I happen to like the mud and clay masks myself. But the thing is that this is a different animal completely, living clay. It's calcium bentonite clay. And could you explain, A, where it comes from, and B, how it's different from anything else on the market?
Well, it comes from God, if you want to know the truth. He's the only one can make clay. It comes from volcanic activity. And when the volcanic, when all the it's the core of Mother Earth birthed through a volcano, if you will, into volcanic ash. So the ash is supercharged with negative energy from that experience. And it goes into an inland lake or seabed and over millions of years. And this particular deposit is 43 million years old. It evolves into a bed of clay. As we know, areas that used to be seas and rivers are dried up now in deserts as the world changes cycles constantly. And so we found a deposit that was protected with a 2-foot layer of crystalline zeolite. So it hasn't gotten damaged, and it's in a desert anyway, so it hasn't got much rainfall. It's just kept the bed of clay very pure, And not all clays have that protection. And this clay is just so stronger than other clays. When you put it on and let it dry, you will feel the pull. Just it just pulls and tightens. It doesn't go in. It comes out. And it's like a magnet sucking the bad stuff into the clay molecule. And when you drink it, it cleans. It only cleans from the mouth south. So when you ingest the ozonated air that's polluted or toxins that you eat from the foods you eat that are coated with parasites and herbicides and things, it will pull that out before it goes into the body. And it goes in one end, cleans house, and goes out the other end. The clay molecule is too large to go through the colon wall, so it never enters the bloodstream. So to get it out of the body, once it's stored in the body, the kidney and liver can eliminate a lot, but when they get behind, when we keep getting the overload of toxins, it's stored in the body, and it stores in the soft tissues and muscles, and then we get fibromyalgia and achy joints and lots of stuff coming on from these toxins that are just stored in our body. But the clay bath can take that, pull it out through the pores of your skin. It's not something you feel necessarily. You just get in the bath, stay in there 20, 30 minutes, soak in it, keep the clay stirred up. I take a big cup and pour it over my head and just get it all over me. And it captures the toxins, it pulls them out, and it doesn't let go. It's like a little jailhouse of negative energy, a very strong magnet that holds those positive charges. It just sucks them into the clay molecule, and then it goes down the drain. And clay has a 50-year lifespan, meaning it holds what it keeps for 50 years. That's why they make a lot of areas to put the waste radiation stuff. They build clay barricades deep down in the ground and have a clay lid on top of it, mix it with concrete and a lot of clay, and it protects it from getting back into the environment. So that's what you're using to cleanse your body.
So a majority of this, and we talk a lot on the show about transdermal products, and this is one of them. This is one where you can make a poultice out of it, but you can actually drink it too. And as a matter of fact, Joyce Riley, way back when, came up with the psyllium bentonite shake, the PB shake, and in a coffee grinder or blender, she's mixing equal parts of psyllium husk, organic flaxseed, and dry powder clay, and recommending the small amounts as the flaxseeds will spoil in a week or two, using a third of a cup each and storing it in the fridge in a ceramic or glass jar with a tight-fitting non-metal lid. And so from this, she takes a tablespoonful and adds it to an 8-ounce glass of water and shakes it and, basically drinks that followed by a full glass of water. And it's kind of acts like an intestinal cleanse. Does that sound, pretty right on?
Yes, it is. Yes. She came up with that one herself. And being a nurse that she was, she knew how to use things and do it. And she had quite a few things that were just very inventive that, as you know, helped everybody.
Sure.
She had that medical background and knew how to do it. And that's a powerful cleanse for your colon.
Yeah. We're going to include that recipe, by the way, in the email blast that we're sending out on this program. So be looking for that. And if you have not subscribed to the email blast, you are missing out. Because, see, you don't get to hear this interview. You have to go searching for it on thepowerhour.com later. And, you can share the interview with your friends simply by sharing the powerhour.com link and telling them to click listen now, because this program and everything that we're talking about right now airs for 24 hours after the show ends. And so you can hear the show in its full 2 hours starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time. And it plays at 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, and just keeps on going until we record the new show. So you can share this with your friends so you don't miss anything. So that's a good thing. And this is one of the reasons why, Perry, I'm glad we have you on, because of the fact that, there's all these new things that are coming up that we're worried about, and maintaining good health is a big part of that. And we're so used to, I think, like I do on occasion, put Epsom salts in your bath water. And this works a whole lot different than Epsom salts. And it's not dangerous.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. And if you mix it according to directions, mix it in a liquid form and put it in your bath water, it's not going to bother your plumbing. It will actually clean your pipes.
Amazing.
We have that now, from a septic tank specialist.
Sure. Now, this thing with the making a poultice, this is similar, if you can get a visual here, on folks, and just look at the idea of poultice. Now, this is something you mix with water, you make a paste, very similar to what we used to do when we put baking soda on bee stings. We would mix up a poultice, and the clay poultice is very similar to what the visual is I just gave you with the baking soda, but you actually, Perry, you make this out of your clay, and you add water, and you make this paste, and it's a little bit heavier because of the natural clay. The living clay is heavier than baking soda, obviously. How much of a poultice, how thick do you have to put that on when you put it on your chest? Like quarter inch thick or half inch thick? I mean, how thick a poultice do we need to put on?
Quarter to a half an inch. And particularly if you're wearing one down your spine for back pain, the glad press and seal, put it down the middle and leave the dry edges to stick to the skin and hold the clay in place. So you can wear it under your clothes or sleep with it on at night. And so you want it thick enough that it's going to move around a little bit, particularly on a joint, a knee or an elbow or a wrist, so that you move and wiggle all the time. Because if you don't have it on thick enough, you're going to squeeze it all to one place. So you want to keep a thick layer on there.
Okay, that makes sense.
If you're dealing with the COVID long haul problems that have come from the COVID vaccines and things.
Well, we have to get that stuff out of our system. There's just no, I mean, this is a bioweapon. I've said this ever since I started doing research back in 2020 when the stuff first came out. And then when Jean-Luc Montagnier, the late Nobel laureate, came out and said, we know what that other 4% is in the jab. It's HIV. And it's like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that our government is injecting us with the AIDS? With AIDS? Really? With HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. That's what HIV stands for. It is the virus that causes AIDS. And so it's like, why would they do a thing like that? Well, because the HIV is a recombinant virus with 655 trillion different strains, which means the variants are out of this world. You need something to cleanse your system. Rita in Missouri, you're on the phone with Perrier. Go ahead.
Hi. My testimonial isn't quite as dramatic as the AIDS virus, but I used the bentonite clay. I was cleaning off the out of the backyard. And anyway, I'm not allergic to poison ivy because I've picked it with my hand before. But I was cleaning it off the backyard, and I got poison oak. And so I used the bentonite clay after work, and then I would use just an ointment with a cloth wrap during the day.
And how did it go?
Oh, it healed up. It healed up faster than anything else I could have used.
Yeah.
Even calamine.
Yeah. That was great, because like I said, I never had a breakout like that.
And then it itches, you know. And if you let it dry, with calamine lotion. That's why you want to keep it on wet. Because when it dries, it pulls and it's going to itch a little more. But it seems to take away the itching when you leave it wet. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Because like I say, at home, when I get off work, I instantly put that clay on there. Yeah, because during the day, I had to just put a little bit of ointment and wrap it until it started itching.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that testimonial. That's a good one.
It is. So the tip here is to keep the poultice wet when you put it on there, because that will help with the drawing of the poisons out of the system, right?
Yes, and it pulls the inflammation out as well, the heat. the swelling. That's why if you have the achy joint problem and you put it on the joint and wrap it and leave it, it pulls that heat out that's caused by inflammation when the joints get irritated.
Interesting. Well, Rita, we thank you for your call and thank you for the testimonial. Folks, the phone lines are open if you have one. If you are using the bentonite clay, calcium bentonite clay by Perrier, if you're using it and you have gotten marvelous results with it, you're more than welcome to call the show, 844-769-2944, and tell us what you know. Tell us what you did. How did it work? What did you use it for? Because we keep hearing, you know, things from people. They call the Power Mall and they talk to Power Hour Jay, and they tell her. And, you know, this is where we hear a lot of stuff. And Jay's Corner is the place we're going to find some of these testimonials, because people call and they talk to her and they say, I love this stuff. It's the reason I buy it. And, you know, I use it. I do a detox bath. I've made poultices with it. And so, and you don't have to worry about it messing up your septic system as long as you follow the instructions. And you don't just pour it in your tub. Right, Perry?
Yeah, not the powder. It'll lump.
Yeah, you got to blend. You got to blend it. Yeah, got to blend it first.
Yes, but it's very simple to do.
It is, and see, now you have a book out that how to kickstart your day with calcium bentonite clay. That is a newsletter, and guess what? We're going to put it in your email blast. So it tells you how to mix and use the clay, and it's a free downloadable PDF booklet, and helps the new users the ability to understand some ways to use the clay. And, I mean, if we didn't do that, it would be, you know, like giving a baby a stick of dynamite and saying, here, play with this. Kid's got no idea what he's doing with it, and he could hurt himself. No, this is a little bit different because, see, we're all about helping people. It's about solutions, not about creating problems for ourselves. And so that's one of the reasons why we have Perry on and we have all of you calling up telling us how this bentonite clay, calcium bentonite clay, worked for you. And once again, we do sell it in the Power Mall in 1 or 4 pound sizes, and that goes toward your $200 purchase to get you a copy of the Credit Restoration Primer I'm holding in my hot little hand right here to help you with any dings you might have on your credit or identity theft or any other number of issues. So if we're doing the clay as an oral supplement, what's the best way to prepare that for drinking?
4 cups of water to a fourth of a cup of clay. I mean, a half a cup of clay in a blender and mix it. And then you've got a quart of the liquid made up. Some people take a teaspoon and put it in 2 ounces of water and stir it up, but it stays kind of gritty and it doesn't fully hydrate. But if you do it in a blender, you can mix a quart at a time and just leave it on your kitchen cabinet. It'll stay indefinitely. This is purified from the volcano, so there's nothing in there to spoil. So just go by each morning and get a little Dixie cup and pour you 1 or 2 ounces, however much you're taking for whatever you're dealing with. You can go up to 8 ounces 3 times a day. I don't believe you can overdose on clay. I really don't. It's done remarkable things when people use large amounts and have horrible colon problems. It will heal Crohn's disease and leaky gut and irritable bowel and things like that.
What about diverticulitis?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And then if you're taking prescription meds, now this is something that a lot of people have had questions about. You don't know what the problem is. And basically, I mean, do you have to wait to do any kind of a clay thing when you're taking prescription meds?
Absolutely, particularly if you're taking it internally. Externally, it won't hurt. But internally, call your pharmacy, tell them what you're taking, and ask them how long it takes for you to absorb it into your body. Once it's absorbed into the bloodstream in the body, the clay can't touch it, so you're safe to take your clay after that. But don't call your doctor. He doesn't know. Call your pharmacy.
Now, of course, the doctor
doesn't
know.
Generally, it takes about an hour. for most medicines, but you may have a time-release medicine, and so you want to work around that.
Yeah, I just wonder about time-release medicines, Perry, because, you know, to me, it's like, okay, there's something in this medicine that's causing that. I'm not sure it's all they're all they're cracked up to be, but you know, this is a problem we have in this day and age. Is we're having a hard time trusting modern medicine, especially after this medical tyranny that we've been put through the last 2.5 years, and now they're still pushing these jabs. Speaking of the jab, have you had people contact you and say, "Look, I've made a mistake. I went out and I got the shot. What do I do?" And are you putting the poultice directly on the injection site? Is that what you've been recommending?
Yes. If that's what they want to do, they can do that. And, you know, the quicker you get it there, the more it's going to pull out.
Okay.
Because it's like a snake bite. You want to get it on there quick before it does a lot of damage and gets into the bloodstream.
Wow.
If you're going to get that done, all right. And I take Clay with me when I go to the dentist if they do the pictures, the X-rays, with the radiation in them. And then I go out in my car before I drive home. I just smear it on my cheek and jaws where they did the X-ray.
And that draws out? Yeah, draws out radiation and all the other garbage that they put in you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is amazing.
I heard on the news last night about dirty bombs. They're talking about in Iraq and some of those places.
And, they are.
Man, if they go the dirty bomb route, we need Clay in our arsenal.
For sure. Well, that's a good idea, and we thank you for being on the show. We're out of time. But we have the detox clay powder, calcium bentonite clay by Perrier, and the 1- and 4-pound sizes at the Power Mall. Get on there and get a copy of that credit book, but especially get prepared because we don't know what the future holds. We will be back on the other side of our top of the hour break.
As you all know,
stay with us.
Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.